WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Now, welcome to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 31st and August 1st. Man, this summer is flying by. Hey, Happy New Year! Coming up Monday in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when a season opens or reopens, indeed cause for a New Year celebration. Blackfish, a.k.a. Tog. Again, it's only a one fish limit. That starts on August 1st. And I know it's only one fish, okay? But the way the sheep's head are biting and the trigger fish are biting on the wrecks, rocks, and reefs and along the jetties, it adds to the larder. Hey, bear with us this show. Very important. The next three segments are going to be dealing with the black bear hunt, or more specifically, the cancellation thereof. Murphy allowed, until this DEP commissioner, like, don't sign off on it. Nope, not happening. The comprehensive bear management policy. New policy remained on his desk for, I guess, since March. He was presented with it. No go, no sign. The guy's just following orders. We get that. So, in effect, no bear hunting while Murphy's still in office. And this does not augur well because deer hunting will be next. Hey, the antis are fired up. They're lined up. They're emboldened. They're chomping at the bit. Deer hunting will be next. And then small game hunting will be next. And by that, they're going to probably try to stop the stocking of pheasants and quail, even though we pay for it. Then eventually, maybe we don't hunt, Tom P. Fishing will be next. No, they'll never stop fishing. We shall see. They are emboldened, and Murphy is marching with them in lockstep. He has to be removed, my opinion. Get him out of office. Hopefully, our next guest will be doing just that. It's Jack Cittarelli, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Election coming up November 2nd. We'll get into that. And Jack weighs in on this cancellation of the bear hunt, its impact, and what is going on in Trenton. And that's going to be furthered by Hal Wirtz, Republican 24th District up there in Sussex, Warren, Hunter, and parts of Morris County with the bear situation. Also, what is going on in Trenton? Hey, man, what is happening here? And then Mike Bush, United Bow Hunters in New Jersey, bear conservation chairman. See what is happening. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Full show. We may have time for a report at the end of it. Bear with us. This is important. And remember, getting out to vote. Got to do it. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Susan, it's so great to
find Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, now, as I said earlier in the opening segment, June 21st, the Murphy administration let the comprehensive black bear management policy expire, hence canceling the 2021 hunting season, which was an integral part of the plan. And I'll tell you, listeners, what this does, this augurs ill for the future management of New Jersey's wildlife resources and, down the line, fisheries resources. The current occupant of the State House is in lockstep with the radical environmentalists and anti-hunting, anti-fishing, outdoor wildlife management and fisheries management legions, which are growing. They are emboldened, and this has to stop. And there is one person, I believe, that can put an end to this. He is the future governor of the once great state of New Jersey. He's going to make it great again. Jack Cittarelli, former assemblyman, Republican 16th District up there in Central Jersey. Assemblyman, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. You're on a blistering schedule. I realize that. Thanks for making some time for us.
No, there's always time, Tom, and thank you for having me on.
Jack, when this policy was canceled, everyone was pretty much, pun intended, up in arms about this. You've been a staunch supporter of the Division of Fish and Wildlife Science. These are trained biologists, trained scientists, and this cancellation, letting it go with the facade, oh, we're gonna follow the science, when these are the scientists, and this scientist, Black Bear Comprehensive Policy Plan, there's 62 pages long. Go to njfishandwildlife.com and check it out. All bases were covered. Over 3,500 animals have been handled, tested, whatever. And Jack, this screams bad news for the hunters and fishermen and outdoors people of New Jersey.
And for the people that live in that region, Tom, because they're in danger. But listen, we've come to learn that the only science that this governor follows is political science. Right. I mean,
right.
his own administration has put out data that says there's been a 70% increase in bear sightings and nuisance reports since he took office, 33% increase in the destruction of farmers' crops,
right.
A 60% increase in home entries, and a 25% increase in aggressive attacks on humans. There's the population It's overpopulated.
Right.
There is nothing wrong with thinning the herd. It's actually good for the population.
Right.
But yet, here we go with Panda in Chief putting an end to the bear hunt.
And Jack, the population is spreading through South Jersey. Well, this is my first bear sighting. What's that, Woodbine Road, whatever? I was making a left-hand turn, about to make the left-hand turn in the Belle Plaine State Forest, 1995. I saw a black bear down here, Jack, in the southern tier counties, central tier counties. They are here. Now, as governor, following the recommendations of the Division of Fish and Wildlife, I mean, that's a no-brainer, correct?
It's a no-brainer. Listen, you put competent people in charge of state government. That's what a governor does with his cabinet. And then you put them in charge to give you the recommendations as to what's best. And when you look at the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife and the data they've put out, the science they followed, this decision on the part of the governor makes no sense whatsoever. It's putting people's safety, property, and livelihood at risk.
Jack, with the governor doing this, I mean, it's so obvious that the fix was into me with Sean LaTourette, or Tourette, however you pronounce his name, the new DEP, recently confirmed as the DEP commissioner. This thing just smells of, for lack of a better term, corruption. Is that how politics works in Trenton?
That's how Phil Murphy works, Tom. I mean, listen, yeah. We're not surprised. Are we, Tom? This is a guy that put the teachers union before students.
Right.
There was no reason for our children not to be in school starting last September. Right. So, listen, if he's going to do harmful things to students, I guess we shouldn't be surprised if he's going to do harmful things that people live in part of states where they're subject to bear attacks.
Exactly right. And Jack, as I said, they are spreading. You know this. You're up on the data. The bears have been sighted in all of 21 counties. Jesus, Kearney, Newark, and Essex County. Now, you're in central Jersey. I fished a Raritan right there in Nevia Street, right there. It's a little town of Raritan, back there towards the Duke's Estate. They've seen bears there all the time. So they are, in fact,
they really do.
They're in your backyard as well.
They are. You know what's really insulting about this, too, Tom, is he's pandering to the people that don't live in the regions where the bears are, right? So it just gives every appearance, of the governor absolving his responsibility of doing his job for all the people in New Jersey, not just the people he wants to pander to in an election year.
And, Jack, what gets me, because I worked with the division, again, decades ago, people, but he seems by letting this happen, he's spitting in the face of the biologists in the division. And also, Jack, the other institutions that were involved, I mean, East Stroudsburg University, West Virginia University, Penn State Universities, Jersey's bears have been studied at infinite through and through. I'm telling you, people, from nose hole to butthole, Jersey bears have been studied to the end. And Jack, this, again, pandering to the antis, and he did make that promise. And he knew what was going on, and that the whole thing, the facade, they were protesting the last 2 years when we had the hunts before they were canceled, is that Murphy could have canceled. He knew he couldn't, and he played it just right. And to me, Jack, now the commissioner had the updated comprehensive bear management plan on his desk since March, Jack. Never took a look at it. I wonder if that's at Murphy's directive. Pretty much so, would you think?
I do. Listen, we're going to see more and more of this. This race is very close.
Yep.
He knows he's in trouble. And when he's in trouble, what he does is panders. And that's what this is all about. Let's not forget, thinning the herd is good for the bear population. Mm-hmm. It's not just good for humans, not just good for farmers, not just good for public safety. It's also good for the herd. And I'll also tell you, as I go around the state, Tom, we need to thin the herd when it comes to white-tailed deer as well. They're everywhere, and drivers are in danger. Mm-hmm. How often do you see a dead deer along the side that you knew was the most recent car accident?
Right. Now, Jack, you mentioned farmers, and I've said this many a time. That's why some of the farmers up there in Sussex and Warren County have switched to soybeans. Listen, what they do to cornfields. Jack, I'm sure you've seen it. You've been from Sussex to Cape May, all points in between, and you really have hats off to you on that. Now you're keeping up the schedule, young man. I have no idea, but keep it going. But the agricultural damage, Chitterelli, is scary. I mean, and what do the farmers have to do? Well, put up electric fences. Who's going to pay for that? Do this, do that, do this, do that. And what really kicks my ass, Jack, is when people say, well, bears were here first. No, they weren't. I saw my first bear in Jersey in 71. They were never around. They've come back, and they're taking over to northern tier counties and moving south.
Yeah, I mean, bears were here first. It's a very silly argument, Tom. Listen, his own administration reported a 33% increase in the destruction of farmers' crops.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are we now going to deny people their ability to earn their living? Are we now going to deny people who earn a living by producing the food that we all need to eat?
Mm-hmm.
With that kind of silliness in the argument, there is nothing wrong with thinning the herd for
exactly.
the bear hunt.
Plus the public safety factor. Murphy says what part of their plan, which is being released in dribs and drabs, 1.5 million or something like that, for more enforcement. Enforcement what? People are, how many, there are no such things, Jack, as bear-proof garbage cans. So what are they going to do? Go after people that feed the bears? They've been caught doing that and nothing's happened to them. But Jack, to the election, we're on a very, I know you're on a tight schedule. You're in it to win it. I heard that on the show, the great Harry Hurley show. You're in it to win it, but it seems with a million more registered Democrats, I guess, in the state, it's an uphill battle, but Christie did it. You know, so there's no reason you can't. Got to get the people galvanized, especially the sportsmen. Jack, what do you say when people say, well, I don't know, really, you know, we're really outnumbered. My vote's not going to count, so I'm not going to vote. That makes me insane.
Well, I hear you. But listen, my job is to make sure people understand their vote does count. And I remind them of three facts, which really I found compels them to come out and vote this year and know that we can win. Fact number one, Republicans have won 6 of the last 10 gubernatorial elections in this state. So when it comes to gubernatorial elections, we are not a blue state. We really aren't. Over that same 4-decade span, every time a Democrat took the White House, guess what New Jersey turned around and did the very next year? It elected a Republican governor. But here's the most compelling fact in my mind, Tom. Phil Murphy lost his midterms. 2 years ago,
That's
Phil
right.
Murphy lost his midterms. Republicans did something 2 years ago in the Murphy midterms that we hadn't done in 28 years. We picked up seats in the state legislature. In my mind, that was the beginning of the rejection of Phil Murphy's extremism and policies that are an ill fit for New Jersey.
Jack, I cringe when I heard him say, and it was written down, whatever, he wants to make New Jersey, the California of the East Coast, a blue beacon of progressivism here on the East Coast. That's frightening, and we're seeing it unfold. Unfortunately, with minorities in both houses, is there much we can do?
Tom, first let me say this. It's a disqualifier. Even Democrats across the state have admitted to me privately that statement, that he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast, was the ultimate insult. We don't want to be California. We're New Jersey.
Exactly.
Well, listen, it ranks right up there with, if taxes are your issue, we're probably not your state. But then, as we all know, the creme de la creme was when he took away our right to assemble, he took away our right to worship, and he took away our right to run our businesses. He went on TV and said, the Bill of Rights, that's above my pay grade. This is a guy that took the oath of office. He swore to uphold the Constitution. When your business has been shut down, when you can't attend Sunday service, and when you can't assemble, which is your First Amendment right, hearing your governor say the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade might be the ultimate insult. They're all disqualifiers, Tom.
Joining us on the line is Jack Cittarelli, former New Jersey Assemblyman, Republican 16th District. He's the Republican candidate for governor. Election's coming up November 2nd, Election Day. But, Jack, I understand now, there's voting early. There's a lot of stuff going on. How do you see this playing out insofar as the process?
Well, we will be voting in person again this year, but what will be different is the polls will open 9 days in advance of November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, I'm all for some degree of early voting if that's what people want. I was proposing we open up for a few hours the Saturday before Election Day, the Sunday before Election Day, and the Monday before Election Day, and then the typical 14 or 12-hour shift on Election Day. In the infinite wisdom of the governor, we now have early voting 9 days in advance. It's going to cost New Jersey taxpayers $100 million
Whoa.
To provide more labor, to provide the e-poll books, to securitize the machines at night. $100 million. And we've got 200 school districts around the state that have been shortchanged on school funding, which drives up property taxes. We've got small businesses on Main Street that need all the help in the world. $100 million to open 9 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about extremism? Just look at Phil Murphy's policies.
Right. Now, Jack, before I let you go, reaching out to the sportsmen's organizations, You've been there front and center. Let's do the steamroll starting now, right through November.
Let's do it. I mean, listen, these folks know that I'm on their side. These folks know that as an MBA CPA, I'm somebody that actually follows the data. And so the data is pretty clear here. Canceling the bear hunt is the wrong public policy.
Exactly. And listeners, Jack is from New Jersey, not from out of state. He's a Jerseyan through and through. And Jack, before I let you go, you're going to be in the Manville-Raritan area again. Check out Pizza Impasta there, right there by the Somerset Airport. Great brick-fired pizza, man.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. Jack, I know exactly where it is. It's a staple.
Will you be down again in the Ocean County, Camden County, Atlanta County, Cape May County area anytime soon?
Yeah, you bet I will, Tom. And listen, I will proudly say that no candidate for governor has ever spent as much time in South Jersey as I have.
Exactly.
Every citizen, every town, every county, every region in this state is equally important. We're all in this together. And South Jersey is critically important to the statewide win for Republican candidate for governor.
Now, this is candidate Cittarelli. Bear hunt aside, hunting is still very much in the fabric here in South Jersey. It is important. And they don't realize that, well, a lot of people down here don't realize bear hunt goes, deer hunting is next. It's in their crosshairs, pun intended. So, we cannot let this happen. This is the man, the right choice for governor. Now, Cittarelli, I hope you're going to be on Rack and Fin again. We got some more stuff to discuss, okay?
Hey, I can't wait till I'm back on, man. You just let me know. I'll be there.
Hey, listen, you got a couple of hours. Let's get you out there on the boat doing some fishing, man. Come on, we got to work on that tan. You've been in the vehicle too much, driving all over the place.
Hey, listen, I'll fish on November 3rd after we win on November 2nd.
There we go. Jack, give that website, please.
Jack4NJ.com. That's the number 4, Jack4NJ.com, and that's the handle on all of our social media platforms as well.
Assemblyman and future governor of New Jersey, travel safely. Keep those miles going. We need you out there. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you.
Take care. This is the man. This is the man. This is it right here, people. What Murphy's doing, and the antis, they're mobilized, they're emboldened. What Murphy's doing, gotta go. He has to go. Cittarelli for governor. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Coming up, Hal Wirth, Republican, District 24. He had an interview with Sean LaTourette, was it a month or so ago? Maybe a little longer? Regarding the Black Bear Management Policy. Hal Phillipson on that interview. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio. Radio 95.5.
Addiction takes hold when and where you least expect it.
You may not see solutions, but there are.
Medications that can support recovery helped us get our lives back on track.
And they can help you too.
Ask your doctor about medication that can support your recovery.
Or call 844-REACH-NJ. I did. And you can too. Call 844-REACH-NJ to learn about medication that can support your recovery.
A message from the New Jersey Department of Human Services.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 31st and August 1st. That was Jack Cittarelli, former Assemblyman, Republican 16th District, hopefully the future governor of the once great state of New Jersey. It pains me to say that, but Jack will make it great again. Also a firebrand when it comes to the rights of hunters, anglers, and trappers. Republican 24th District, Hal Wirth. Is joining us on the line right now. Hal, as I mentioned in the previous segment, had an interview, grilled Scott LaTourette, however you pronounce his name, the current and the sitting, I guess, confirmed DEP commissioner about the bear hunt. We're going to talk with Hal about that and also several other topics in his region, basically bear attacks on humans and livestock. And it's not going to be a pretty scene. Give it the way the vicinity of species here, they have an average 3 cubs, 4 cubs. I've seen the sow once with 5 cubs. I heard of 6 cubs. we will see 2022 is going to be something. Hey, Hal, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Tom, good. And I'm very excited to be on. And thanks so much for having me. And more importantly, for fighting for the good folks of New Jersey in a very uphill battle with this extremely liberal governor. And I'm glad to hear you had Jack on. He's a great man. I know he'll make a great, great governor and hopefully can turn the ship around a little bit.
Hal, I hope so. Fingers crossed here. But Hal, you had the opportunity to interview regarding the Black Bear management, you know, the policy, the program, whatever you want to call it, and plan. And he looked like, I saw the video, he looked as uncomfortable as can be. I mean, he didn't know. It reminded me of Ralph Cramden from The Honeymooners with the homina, 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 homina. Go into that interview, please, because you nailed him, boy, big time.
And look, that's his job to know these facts. I'm the budget officer for the Assembly of Republicans, and he should have expected a legislator coming from the 24th district to have some bear questions, obviously. And he was like a deer in the headlights. He wasn't able to answer any. He said he'd get back to me on any question I asked him regarding his own numbers from his own department. So, I was a former commissioner under Governor Christie. And when you go into these hearings, you should be prepared. And the first thing, I was the ranking member of the committee. They should have said, Commissioner, your first question. Actually, he was nominated that day to be full commissioner. Okay. He was acting commissioner. And he didn't have a clue about this or didn't want to answer. And I said during that meeting, look, we know the ultimate goal of this governor is to ban bear hunting. And he banned it on the state lands previously. And that, unfortunately, I was right and proven right. And it's really a disgrace. And, I did get him to admit at the very last question, anybody who watches that video and it's on YouTube, I did get him to admit that we should be following the science. And unfortunately, the science says that this bear hunt should continue. And he stopped it. So he's broken his own word on that.
So Assemblyman Wirtz was, as I asked Chitterelli, was the fix in. He's told what to do. McCabe was told what to do. I mean, that's the deal. The boss says, do this, basically take a dump and you say how high and what color, because that person ultimately signs your check. So to me, the fix was in, and this is going to play out now for the next 2 years. Same thing.
Oh yeah. There's no question that the governor gives the direct orders to the cabinet members, and the cabinet member cannot go against the governor. But unfortunately, this governor runs around on every subject matter, says follow the science. And the science is very, very clear here that we need a bear hunt to keep the population that's already double the size most experts think it should be in New Jersey, with around 4,000 bears, and going quickly to 6,000 to 8,000 bears without a hunt within the next 4 years. So no, this was a political, he was pandering to his base. It's election time, and we had an election budget, and this was an election just to help his get out the vote for his extremely liberal voters.
And Hal, I reviewed the Black Bear, the comprehensive Black Bear management policy plan, whatever, words, whatever. But the 62 pages, the references, et cetera, it was an exhaustive study. Everything was covered. Everything, even the adverse conditioning. And that's one thing, something that sort of stuck in my craw. They figured with the aversive conditioning, rubber buckshot, et cetera, at infinitum, bear left the area for, say, 17, 18, 19 days, and then it came back, and it stayed in the area. So this feel-good stuff, adverse conditioning, bear-proof garbage cans, any really exist. If a bear wants to get in, he's going to get in. And education. Murphy said $1.5 million, whatever, some astronomical number for further education, and then law enforcement to make sure nobody's feeding the bears. And I know there's antis up in North Jersey who do feed the bears, and nothing's ever done with it. So this is a facade that's going to have critical consequence. Already a kid was killed and partially consumed. It was a couple of years ago, right? Darsh Patel, whatever.
Yeah, in West Milford. Yeah, he was eating. And I was actually a cabinet member with Bob Martin, who's a commissioner, and I asked him about that bear attack. And all their scientists determined that there was nothing wrong with that bear other than the bear was hungry. So, we've had many instances. Any of your listeners that just simply Google bear attacks in Vernon, I mean, there's a poor guy punched in the face, dislocated. I mean, it sounds a little funny. They took his lunch pail, the bears, but I mean, it's very serious. The dogs and livestock killed constantly, farmers' crops damaged. And, the number one job of any elected official is the safety of his constituents. This governor has thrown that slogan right in the garbage, because this is a catastrophic incident that's going to happen that this could have been avoided had he followed the science. So when someone's hurt or killed, this is on the governor and the DEP commissioner, but this could have been avoided.
Something worse.
Instead of worrying about getting reelected.
Something worse. The bears are moving south. They've been here. I mean, as I said to Chitterell, I saw my first one in 95 just outside of Belle Plaine State Forest. In fact, probably ran across the road 100 yards from the entrance. I'm down there by Woodbine in Upper Township. But it's inevitable that tragedies are going to occur. And the anti say, well, if there's, you know, people don't feed them and the garbage is protected, the reproductive rate will go down. So what? It'll go down to the normal two cubs? We're already overloaded. So this now, another thing, Hal, that gets me, they don't seem to mind if a bear has to be euthanized. You know, again, the listeners, the carcasses are incinerated. If the cops do it or DEP does it, or relocation doesn't work, it's a repeat offender bear, that's okay if they're, it's a shame, but they're put down that way, as long as hunters don't do it. And hunting is a viable part of the management of the wildlife resources. It makes me crazy.
Go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just.
And everyone knows it. I mean, it's a shame. He knows it. The governor knows it. DEP commissioner knows it. You know, and I asked him if he was going to follow his own wildlife folks. And as you saw, I don't think he answered a single question during the hearings. If you get back to me on all of them, other than that, you should follow the science. And here they are breaking that rule right now. And it's just really a shame.
Hell, I have to ask you this. On a professional basis with him, and we know the governor, what he said in one press conference about the bear thing, that the sportsman files, he will bless their hearts. His disdain for hunters, fishermen, et cetera, is documented. It's out there. Did you get that same feeling from the DEP commissioner, or was he just a tool? In other words, here I am, I'm just doing my job, getting my paycheck, and I'm more concerned with pollution in Newark Bay or something. What was your vibe?
Yeah. And being fair to him, it was tough for me to determine because it was his first day on the job. He was nominated, and I don't know, but it really doesn't matter. As you said earlier in the program, he's going to follow whatever direction the governor gives him. He may give his opinion in private, but he's going to take the direction of the governor. Look, and I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I've been saying the same thing. Their ultimate goal, the governor had a magic wand. He would take everybody's firearm away in the state of New Jersey. It's just a trickle effect, taking a little bit each day. And I said this about the bear hunt, and here we are. So, no, he does. He has no use for the sportsmen and the hunters for sure in New Jersey. And it's really disappointing. But he has plenty of affection for all the non-law-abiding citizens on almost every subject matter you can think of.
We'll get into, if we have time, Assemblyman, we'll get into that. We're speaking to Assemblyman Hal Wirth, Republican 24th District. Topic is Murphy's bear hunt cancellation. The Assemblyman's interview with the DEP commissioner, who had no answers. He should have been prepared, wasn't. And again, he's told what to do. But one of the questions that pops up now and then, the legalization of bear spray, bear deterrent spray. Now, I get my stuff from, and I had to get it out of state, whatever. Right now, the law is under 1 ounce. Now, what is that going to do? You know what I mean? I know there was a bill to make it legal, so it's called counter-assault. There's all different names for it. It's the pepper spray. That when you're hiking, camping, fishing, picnicking, whatever, in bear country, God forbid there is an aggressive bear, you do have some sort of, you know, deterrent there, at least, to get out of the way or something, and that died. Would you consider, if you look up, consider introducing that bill again? Because that is a safety factor. That's something that people can use.
Yeah, no, Tom, you brought it to my attention. I'll be happy to reintroduce the bill. I mean, most of the spray doesn't come in less than an ounce, so it's almost impossible to buy. And I don't know what, you know, anybody would be opposed to this for. I saw the bill was 2017 before I went into office.
Right.
Actually sponsored by Senator Bucco in the Senate. And I will be happy to start working on reintroducing that bill, especially now we need it more than ever as the bear population is going to grow tremendously. And, you know, I don't know, it's just a common sense thing, but there isn't much common sense in Trenton, unfortunately. I don't know why anybody would be opposed to it when many other states have it. And like I said, as you know better, it was very difficult to get anybody who manufactures it in less than an ounce, if not impossible to find.
Right. How now we found ours.
Common sense.
We found ours right across the river. We just bought a property in Pennsylvania, and there it is. You walk into a sports shop, and there it is. Hey, right there.
Yep.
Bear deterrent spray. I said, have there been any? I talked to the shop owner, great guy. Other than that, I just say his name is Tom, great guy out there. And he says, has there been any problems? He said, problems like what? I said, people holding up stores around here, spraying, you know, whatever, or crimes being committed. This. He looked at me, he said, he didn't know. No way he could have known because we're parked on the other side of the building. He said, are you from Jersey? That's exactly what he said, Worth.
I said, yeah.
He said, I heard it's illegal over there. Why? You guys have a lot of bears. And what do you say?
They have a Second Amendment over there that they allow their citizens. I wish we had Pennsylvania's rules, but no, I promise I'll be happy to introduce that reintroduce the bill, and maybe we can get some traction on it, you know, with the outdoor alliance and different support groups help pushing on. Obviously, we need both sides of the aisle because as Republicans, we are in the minority. And, you know, the majority has to allow you to even have a committee hearing on it. On a bill, but hopefully, you know, I have relationships on both sides that I will be able to push saying, hey, now this is needed more than ever before someone else is killed or injured. Yeah. So that's just a common sense bill, and I look forward to working on it right away.
Okay, Hal, Assemblyman, we're up against a hard break. I have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, but Trenton seems to be, it's like a psycho circus these days with the person sitting in the White House under the Gold Dome, or the White House, I mean the Capitol building under that Gold Dome. And it just seems like crazy stuff's happening. What are you seeing down there on the floor?
It's very frustrating. You know, my biggest complaint in the office right now is getting, you know, folks through to the DMV, the Division of Motor Vehicles. And, you know, this governor signed a law and backed by the Democrats to give them illegal immigrants driver's licenses. So all the people on your listeners and people throughout the state of New Jersey who wonder why they can't get an appointment or get in to get their documents because there's an illegal citizen ahead of them in line. I mean, this is the frustration. You know, a law-abiding citizen can't even get in to get their documents and appointments are weeks out. You know, we're spending millions of dollars of taxpayers' money defending if an undocumented person is picked up by an ICE agent. New Jersey pays for the legal fees. I mean, it's complete insanity. Wow. It goes right on through to the bear issue. So, you know, we need a change, and we got to get back to some normalcy in New Jersey.
Assemblyman, a little non sequitur here. Another topic was bears, et cetera. But back to this DMV thing. Wait a second. I want to renew my license. Don't I have to do the 6 points of ID? If someone's, no, I'm going to say illegal alien. You can say undocumented, whatever you want. Illegal alien. What forms of ID do they have to show?
That's a $60 million question. Yep.
Wow.
You know, like it's one thing. I mean, I was obviously adamantly opposed to the policy, but also then to go ahead now when the DMVs aren't even functioning and probably, you know, the most incompetent DMV commissioner in the country. But the good news is President Biden just took her and he's hiring her away from New Jersey. So it's good for New Jersey, bad for the country. But that's the kind of crap we're dealing with them. Right now, yeah, she can't even run the DMV, and she's going to get a major appointment by President Biden. She already has been appointed. She's waiting to clear the Senate.
You have to love this in a sad way. Assemblyman Hal Wirtz, thanks for joining us on Rack of Him. By the way, Assemblyman, please give Lou Crescentelli the message. We still have his venison. We'll be up that way in a couple of weeks off Demarest, whatever. We will drop it off. Tell Lou I promise. It's only been 1, 2, 3, about 4 years.
I definitely will, and I'll tell Luda we're going to trade you the bill. We're going to reinstate the 3047 on the bear spray and see if we can't get some movement in Trenton on that so people have a way of at least protecting themselves.
Seven Hal Wirtz getting it done. We'll talk to you soon, Hal.
Thanks so much, Tom. Okay.
Take care. Right. Hal Wirtz, Parker Space, Steve Orho. Man, these guys kick ass up there. R24. The bear situation. Top of your South Jersey, why are you talking bears? So go bears. So goes baiting, then deer hunting. Community goes, no discharge laws, arrows either. It is the domino effect, people. Listen and learn. Grab that cup, grab that rebel, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The federal ban on evictions for those struggling during the pandemic expires this weekend without any extension from Congress or the CDC.
President Biden is urging state and local governments to more quickly disperse billions of dollars in rental assistance made available in COVID relief funding. The federal ban on evicting tenants will not be extended by the Centers for Disease Control, the president says, because of a recent Supreme Court ruling.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Walmart and Disney join other companies in telling employees they must get vaccinated.
Disney, all salaried and non-union hourly employees in the U.S. must be vaccinated. Over at Walmart, all U.S.-based corporate employees must be vaccinated.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And the Senate's in session today as lawmakers work on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For the overnight clear skies, more comfortable across the region with a low temperature falling down to 58 degrees. Beautiful start for the weekend Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant. High temperature heading up to 79 degrees for Saturday night, mainly clear. Not as cool, low 62. Sunday, we'll see an increase in the cloud cover with thunderstorms in parts of the area for the afternoon, high of 76 degrees. I'm AccuWeather's Matt Benz on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And there we go. Okay, we head on with Jack Cittarelli, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Hal Wirtz, Republican 24th District. Join us now, very important guest on Rack and Fin Radio once in a while when we can track him down, is Mountain Mike Bush. He is the staff brand manager for Damon Howitt, the division of Martin Archery. He's also the vice president of Northern District, New Jersey Predators Hunter Association. And more importantly, he's also the bear management chairman of the Great United Bow Hunters of New Jersey. Now, Mike has seen the tactics, the wrath, the vindictiveness of the antis. I mean, some serious stuff. He'll go into it. They pull no punches, and it seems to me that they are totally Teflon so far as getting convicted of anything. Do the COs sort of intimidated by them? I don't know. It seems, or the courts are definitely are, unless these, you know, the super liberal judges, hence the Torricelli law. Remember that way back when? So we don't know what's going on, but the antis seem to be beyond emboldened now with the cancellation of the bear hunt, and they are going after deer hunting. Trapping naturally is on their docket. Mountain Mike, am I off base with that, or is that the dealio, the reality of the situation, little brother?
Tom P., you are spot on.
Mike, it's now you've front and center with this. If you, I know it's visiting some unpleasantries. First of all, they supposedly love animals. Go into what happened with your dog Trad at your sports shop years ago.
That was a mess. They actually came into my shop and poisoned my dog. A animal activist came in and poisoned a pet. A little puppy at the time. I think he was 6 or 7 months old. And, luckily he lived, a couple of days later in intensive care and tubes coming out of every hole in his body. But, he pulled through. But that just shows the mentality that these people are willing to kill an animal for an animal that they represent, or that they have a fantasy on. Or I don't understand it. I just don't understand, Tom.
But Mike, there was a bounty put on your life, and they threatened to burn down your shop. Correct? I mean, you and D were targeted.
Yep, they were targeted. They threatened, they were going to have her raped. They put a cash bounty on killing me, gutting me. And they also put a $5,000 bounty on burning my shop down with us in it. So it's they just put animal life over human life in every instance. They don't understand, that conservation is needed, hunting is needed, wildlife management is needed, and the people to do that are sportsmen, period. Nobody else is going to be able to do this. You can't do it with non-lethal. It doesn't work. It's been proven that it hasn't worked. It cannot work with a breeding population of any animal in the country.
And Mike, they are emboldened now, and deer, and you've been saying this for years, and I agree with you. We're in agreement with this, is that deer hunting, trapping naturally. They're out to get that for the 84, and since then it's been crazy. But they're after deer hunting next, via the back door, back avenue approaches such as discharge ordinances, things like that. So they are on the march, and Murphy is in lockstep with them.
Yeah, he is, and his wife is also. Whether it's true or not, I'm not gonna say, but my understanding is she's involved with one of the New Jersey animal rights groups, that she is a chairperson or was made an honorary chairperson or something like that. And that just shows what we're headed to in the state of New Jersey with this governor in place. And, he's already done a lot of damage just with the bear population in Sussex County. That's the biggest problem, too. He's down in Trenton. He don't have a clue of what's going on up here. Now, he should go up and sit in Highland Lakes, Vernon, New Jersey. Sit there for a day or a night and watch how many bear are strolling down neighborhood streets just where, children play, people walk their pets, elderly people go out to, do lawn care. Eventually it's a recipe for disaster and somebody else is going to be mauled, killed.
Let me counter you with an anti-argument. Leave them alone. They'll leave you alone. They're harmless.
Yeah, but they keep breeding. And where is the overflow of the bear population going to go? It's going to go into residential areas. And sooner or later, they are going to run out of, their preferred food supplies. And, they're already eating pets and livestock up here. And, millions in crop damage. So eventually they're going to turn and they're going to start chewing on people.
Right. Now, Mike, as you know, the bears are moving south, well, let's get to the deer hunting end of things. I hear this a lot down in South Jersey, and I know a lot of guys and gals, shout out there, from the Cumberland to Cape May, that do bear hunt in North Jersey. I mean, we have a good contingent of bear hunters down here. We're going to be, same thing with us. We're going to Pensy. We're going to Pensy this year. All that money's going to be lost, the revenue lost alone.
Yep.
Non-resident licenses, hotels, restaurants, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike,
I'm going to be spending probably about $1,000 in Pennsylvania and New York State this year with bear hunting.
That's what we usually did up there, between the hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
But Mike, to the deer, I mean, they are going after, there's deer anti-deer hunting organizations now, or branches of the main organizations.
Yes.
So go into that.
Oh, that's the issue. See, the deer hunters think that they can never shut it down. They all think, you know, the insurance companies will never let it happen, which, I mean, it's an old wives' tale with the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people really need to do the research. The insurance companies do not delegate what the Fish and Wildlife does as far as with harvest quotas and deer management. They have no say in the matter because, you know what, they'll be happy to jack up your prices tomorrow. They want more money. So they want to see you hitting deer, and they want to see damage, because then they want to have a justified reason to jack up the insurance prices in New Jersey to get more money in their pockets. They don't care about us. They care about making their big bosses happy with more money in their pockets. And unfortunately, deer hunters, you know, they say, oh, well, it's only bear hunting. Well, you know what? Yeah, it's only bear hunting to them. But it started with trapping. They killed that, then it went to deer, you know, it went to bear hunting. They shut that down again. And now they're moving on to deer hunting with all of this non-lethal sterilization stuff.
Mike, to the deer hunting again, one thing I want to touch on before we get to the importance of listeners of joining a pro hunting organization here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We have three outstanding ones. I have a thing with the farmers who, I guess, a lot of their properties, not a lot, but a substantial amount are leased. But Mike, me and lovely Dee Marie have knocked on doors numerous times, and, you know, we're with the Federation. We have the insurance. No, no deer.
Yep.
No, no, no. So are the farmers in part to absorb some of this blame about crop damage?
Well, I mean, they are getting federal money and I believe state money for crop damage. And I believe it's a pretty decent amount of money. But in the same breath, I'm sure a lot of them have had bad experiences in the past with different people that have hunted their farms, that have, you know, either broken stuff or trashed the crops that they're trying to save, you know, sending their dogs in and they run down, you know, 10 rows of corn or soybean or whatever. So it's from both sides. But the farmers, if they want deer off their property, they really need to hook up with a pro hunting group and do an organized hunt where, you know, it's not just guys going in hunting 8-point or better or stuff like that. They need to go in and reduce the deer population overall.
Good. Joining us on the Rack and Fin line is Mountain Mike Bush. He's the staff manager at Damon Howard Archery. It's a division of Martin Archery, traditional and recurve. Those works of art, Mike, you've really put your paw prints on all of those. Mike's also the vice president of Northern District, New Jersey Predator Hunters Association, and he is the bear management chairman for United Bow Hunters of New Jersey. To the UBNJ, the State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, and the New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, Mike, please stress the importance. I just re-upped, man. A check was in the mail this morning, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of joining an organization dedicated to protecting your rights to hunt. May not have bears, people. Deer, small game,
just bear hunting.
Fishing,
all the sportsmen have to, they need to wake up and they need to join a pro hunting group. We're the only ones fighting for them anymore. The governor's not on your side. The DEC commissioner is not on your side, who I believe he's supposed to be. You know, this is another joke with this guy that the bear management plan sat on his desk since supposedly March and it just sat there. And he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. He's a Murphy minion. And it's just these guys, they have to join a pro hunting group. They have to get involved. You know, there would be nothing better than to have a million sportsmen in the state of New Jersey line up on the road in front of Murphy's house and hold a big ass protest and just tell them we're done with this. We're not going to be pushed around anymore.
Mike, the importance of getting out to vote. I hear this all the time. Tom P, one vote's not going to make a difference. Blah, 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 blah. Jack Cittarelli really has no chance. We're outnumbered by a million Democrats. Blah, blah. Hey, Christie did it. You know, why can't? And Corzine had shut down the hunt for when Lisa Jackson was the DEP commissioner, shut it down for 4 years. It can be done. Mike, stress the importance of getting out to vote.
It can't. They have to. The sportsmen, this is a very, very important election for the state of New Jersey. And it's the sportsmen, but it's also the gun owners in the state of New Jersey. You know, Murphy and everybody else, these Democrats, they want to take legal firearm owners and turn them into criminals. Yep. That's what they want to do. And we all have to stand together. And like I said, if with the million of us that are in this state, we can make the difference at the polls. We can turn that over, and we can have in somebody that's going to respect the stuff that we want, and they're going to do good for our entire state.
Exactly. Mountain Mike, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. This is the weekend of July 31st and August 1st. Mike, before I let you go, how is the lovely D and that posse of puppies Marley had? What's up with that?
She's good. Nine little monster baby Labradors.
Nine?
Yeah.
You have nine? Don't she have nine? Holy crap.
No, nine. Nine of them. Yeah, she had nine. Yeah, so they're 7 weeks old, and they're all getting booted out next week. They're getting evicted.
I can't imagine your food bill, Bush. Holy God. Puppy chow, man. Well, Mike,
no,
hey,
not
listen.
Puppy chow. They're on hills.
Oh, they're on hills. Hey, Mike, listen, this fall, this September, October, let's get together. Maybe October, do some trout fishing up your way. What do you think?
Perfect. And Flatbrook is it.
We'll get you down here for some flatland through the swamps and thorns deer hunting, Bush. What do you think? Dealio?
I'm in. Count me in, buddy.
Take care. Mike, do me a favor. The UBNJ, give that website, please.
Yes, that is UBNJ.org. And like I said, it doesn't matter who you join. Just join a pro hunting group. Yes, we would love to have every New Jersey bow hunter join United Bow Hunters in New Jersey. But somebody just join a group.
Get it done. Mike, you take care. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Tom Pete, thank you very much, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Yep. Mike Bush, up against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Here come Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Friday and Saturday, August 13th and 14th at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City. 19 top 10 hits with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons live. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City.
New hot and iced sunrise batch coffee from Dunkin'. A bright and balanced, full-bodied blend brewed so you can get summering from sunrise to sunset. And even after that, because that's when you can show off those string lights you hung in the backyard. Or rehung. Now exclusively for DD Perks members, enjoy a $2 medium sunrise batch hot or iced coffee. Join on the app today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back for our final segment, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 31st, August 1st. Let's get to a couple of fishery reports. We have a few minutes. Joining us on the line right now is Captain Lou Van Bergen of the big and beautiful Miss Barnicot Light. 1801 Bayview Avenue in Barnicot Light, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Fluke hammering down trips. Lou, what's happening, brother?
Morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good, good. Tell me about the flatty situation.
Well, definitely we had to slow down a little bit towards last weekend. We had that real hard southwest wind. Kind of dropped the temperatures overnight about 10 to 12 degrees or so, so down to the low 60s. So a little chilly for the toes, and the Fluke responded. They kind of went lockjaw on us.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, it's picked up a little bit, but it's still been a little bit tough. But you know, we're still fishing the local reefs. You know, with the favorable winds this weekend, a little bit more northwest. You know, we may hope to see a shift to more northerly winds, and that'll get us drifting off the beaches a little bit. That's a little bit better wind for that. So we're hoping for a pickup. It's still catching fish, but it's mostly some shorts and some keepers going in the bin. Few sea bass every once in a while.
Lou, I'll tell you, that wind switch is going to spike the bite of it, I would think. Lou, real fast, though, how's that ecology oceanography cruise thing you have going on every Tuesday and Thursday?
Oh, we're doing really good with that, Tom. We got big crowds on Tuesday and Thursday. The kids love it. They come down. They basically get their hands wet. We do a whole bunch of different things. Water quality. We pulled a couple crab traps yesterday, and we got a bunch of blue crabs, some spider crabs.
Nice.
And We did see a turn for anybody who's going to the beach yesterday in our plankton net. We pulled our plankton net, and it was plugged with salps. Those little, they think they're little jellyfish looking things. Uh-oh. So there's a lot of them around. So that's, that, for the fluke guys too, you might want to check your line every once in a while and kind of clean that stuff off, because it seems like that's you really kind of being kind of the predominant species over the weekend, maybe.
Okay, we'll see you. Hey, by the way, how's Captain Lenny?
His golf game is suffering. He's spending too much time doing eco tours, and but he'll be back on the course when the weather gets nicer in the fall. So.
We'll see you later this week, Lou. Thanks, man.
All right, Tom. Bye. Take care.
Let's wrap it up with Dave Masterson, tackle shop owner, dock manager, the great Utch's Marina down there, Route 109 in Cape May. Dave, let's talk in close and offshore. What do you have going on, brother?
I think close, there's been a lot of flounder caught, of course. And believe it or not, it's some kingfish. Quite a few kingfish have been caught in around the beaches and down around the rips, the sunken ship. The concrete ship there.
Right.
They've been catching some kingfish. offshore, there's been a good tuna bite. This past week, I think the bite's been more north, up around Wilmington and Spencer. haven't heard a whole lot about mahi-mahi yet, but I'm sure they're coming in. There's been a few caught, but nothing major.
Dave, is it primarily a yellowfin bite or some big eyes in the mix now?
It's been yellowfin, and there are some big eyes.
Okay, there we go.
Being caught, yeah.
Now, Dave, so, on the yellowfin, still a troll, or the chunk seems to be gaining some speed here. What's the dealio?
Yeah, I think most boats are trolling, but there are some boats that are, shutting down and chunking, and they've had some success as well. Also down around the hot dogs, some boats that were chunking down around the hot dogs and have had some pretty good luck. So,
okay, Dave, before I let you go, in regards to the flatties, bucktail gulp, squid mini, what's the dealio?
It's kind of everything, some fishermen are diehard gulp fans. Others, are squid and mini, and some guys mix it up with all three.
there you go.
The reefs, I'm surprised, what some of the guys are using. They're using 6-ounce bucktails with a piece of squid and a minnow. Sometimes they also use gulp, squid, and minnow.
There you go. Give them the sandwich.
yeah, exactly. A lot to eat.
Okay, and, Dave. we're up against Ray. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, Tom. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Dave Masson down at Cape, the Peninsula County. Fishing is out of control down there. Nowhere to go. Give Utch's Marina a call. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Listeners, this is it. Jack for governor. Murphy must go. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM and 1450.